Today is March 31st, and this is Big Fish, Small Pod, the show where those of us here at Fish Stripes bring you the latest in Marlin's news, most recent developments, and everything else that'll get you up to speed on the Miami Marlins. Today is March 31st, which lies between the end of spring training and the start of the 2021 regular season. So as far as games, nothing has happened yet. Recently, the Marlins closed out spring training with a 14-5 record, leading the Grapefruit League. Right now, they're finalizing the roster. Ethan Budowski and Eli Sussman, on episode 98 of the official show, have a great breakdown of just what their expectations are for this opening day roster. There have been a few official announcements to start the year. Sixto Sanchez will start in AAA, as the Marlins will utilize a four-man rotation to just get out the gate in this 2021 season. Also, Jazz Chisholm Jr. will start at second base tomorrow when the Marlins face off against the Tampa Bay Rays, the reigning American League champions. And the game will take place at home for the Marlins at Lone Depot Park, which is today's biggest story. Or if you will, Big Fish. There's a lot to unpack about this development, and not a lot is known yet. What we do know is that when the Marlins take the field on Thursday, it will be at Lone Depot Park, the same building that they've played in for the last 9 years, but a naming rights deal with the company, Lone Depot, has brought the Marlins somewhere in the ballpark between $9 and $10 million a year, and it's changed the name of the stadium. This isn't the first time Lone Depot has made headlines this offseason. Earlier, back in February or so, Major League Baseball made the announcement that the 2021 League Championship Series, the American League, and the National League Championship Series would be presented by Lone Depot. And this announcement with the new home for the Marlins pairs well with that. It's still weird to say Lone Depot Park, Lone Depot Park, Lone Depot Park. I'm not used to it. The Marlins have played in Marlins Park since they've been the Miami Marlins. And aesthetically, I don't think I like it. It just sounds worse to go to a game at Lone Depot Park. I was a resident of Chicago when U.S. Cellular changed to Guaranteed Rate Field, and it did feel strange going to the game with the new name. It was a bit of a joke around town, and that might be, from the onset, what we see with Lone Depot Park. Last night, Fish Stripes ran a poll asking respondents if they loved it, if they hated it, or if they didn't care. They just wanted the money. And by and large, recipients either hated it or just wanted the money. This is not an aesthetic choice for the Marlins. This is a baseball decision, or at least a business decision. But in the case of the Miami Marlins, who were recently written about in Forbes as the least valuable Major League Baseball franchise, changing and reshaping the culture of the business and the baseball in Miami is what'll make his purchase of the Miami Marlins in 2017 for $1.2 billion a good decision for Bruce Sherman. Totally as it relates to his back pocket, I don't know Bruce Sherman or anything about the man and his interest in baseball so much as I know the leadership in Miami with Derek Jeter, Don Mattingly, and Kim Ng are committed to presenting a winning product, of a product of sustained success. What they're looking to do with this organization is alter its history, which at the present isn't pretty. So for as long as the team can guarantee cash flow and approach the upcoming years with a sense of security and an ability to lock up players that they value, sign free agents that they think will make the team better, or even just do whatever it is that money can do for a major league team. It seems like it's in the best interest of the club. Yesterday's news and today's official announcement are a positive development. And ultimately, as a fan, I don't want to hate the name of the Marlins Stadium. I also don't want to not care about it, just give me the money about it. I'm more in the middle of wanting to love the identity of the Marlins. I want a sustainable organization, a baseball team that is working in the best interest of the South Florida community and in the best interest of baseball and in the best interest of its players and everyone in offering a real like beacon of sustainable success for South Florida, Florida, America, and the sport we all love. And as someone who believes in this organization's leadership, it seems as though this announcement today, this news that the Marlins now play in Lone Depot Park, I keep blanking on the name, and I'm sure that will happen for a little bit. This is a big change. This is new. This is weird. The season starts tomorrow, and we spent the entire offseason thinking that opening day would happen at Marlins Park. But now we know it'll happen at Lone Depot Park, and it'll be aired on Bally Sports Florida. And this Marlins team is still your Grapefruit League champions, still young and talented on the field, and still positioned to perform well this year. And $10 million to a team that will only be playing with 25% capacity for fans and approaching the organization with the mentality to grow the organization. What we have is a pretty clear picture of a team putting it all together, being honest with themselves, taking out like a little bit of a loan, selling the naming rights, and shooting for the moon. We'll see how it plays out. So check out Fish Stripes. We'll have some more coverage of this latest news. We have a comment section if you need to vent a little bit or just process anything. Also, chime in on this opening day roster. That should be announced soon. And definitely tune in tomorrow on Bally Sports Florida as the Marlins take on that American League champion. Those American League champion Tampa Bay Rays here on the Fish Stripes Network. We'll be back to your ears tomorrow.